Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football in for the guys, a Christmas Eve edition of the PM team. Pony and Chris spending time with family tonight through the weekend. Hope that everybody out there has a very happy and healthy holiday season. Dom DiTomaso was with me behind the glass, but we keep this train rolling. And Wednesdays, we are always loaded up. We've already had some great guests join the show, and another one joining us right now because it is time to go all access with Aditi Kinkabwala from the NFL on CBS. Aditi is brought to you by Sir Grout Pittsburgh, your local grout cleaning expert, and also brought to you by Tapped Brick Oven and Poorhouse out in Greensburg, my neck of the woods there. Aditi, I do want to ask you, as somebody who is on NFL sidelines every single week or thereabouts, the situation regarding DK Metcalf and the interactions with fans at large, how often do you ever see stuff like that happen, even if they are, you know, good interactions, maybe just autograph signings or whatever? How often do you see a player just roam over to the fans like that?
During a game or before a game or after a game? Because those are completely different things.
I would say during, just because of the story that we are following.
So this is my fourth season as a sideline reporter at CBS. I'd have to count how many games in I am. Last year, this year, full seasons. The 2 years before, I had 12 of 18 games. I've never seen anything like that in person at all, ever, during a game. I once saw a player go give his father a ball after he'd scored his first touchdown. That was an in-game interaction. I'll sometimes see players exhorting the fans to make more noise. Maybe you'll see one from the bench area yell back at a fan, but like only in a joshing, joking way. I have never, ever, ever seen a player leave the bench area to go and engage that closely with a player during a game.
I also brought this up to Mike Florio, who just joined us, about the security measures that are taken on NFL sidelines, whether it's the in-stadium security or maybe a team has traveling security with them. It seems wild to me that they even let it reach that point, but maybe in their defense, they thought it would be more of, you know, a nice interaction between DK Metcalf and Ryan Kennedy.
Yeah, I don't, but that's, again, it's in game. This is during a game. This is while a game is going on. I've been in a game where a player seemed to be walking away from the bench area and a security guard immediately gave chase to the player to essentially bring him back. And this is one of those situations where that player walking off the field, not that this player was going to engage with a fan, but usually security is pretty much on top of that. But again, Donnie, I'm racking my brain. I cannot think of a time. Can you think of a time in all the years that you've watched football that in the middle of a game, you saw a player leave the bench area to go talk to a fan, to engage with a fan?
No, I mean, I can only think of, I mean, you have some times, you know, after a game. I mean, like you think of, who was
that's
it?
That's completely different.
Right.
After
like
a game or before a game when you're signing autographs. Yeah, no. We're talking about in the game when your focus is winning the game.
In the NFL, no. I can't think of a time where that's happened.
Yeah, so I can't either. There you go.
you also sound pretty surprised, though, that there was no security member that, like, made sure nothing happened. So that's where it's, you know, it's another layer of kind of bizarro world that this just happened. He walks over there, not a single member of either Ford Field security or, you know, maybe a Steelers security member did anything to prevent it.
Well, I think that that's too much to ask of Ford Field security. That's not their job. Their job is not to police players or contain corral players. But team security, the thing that I can't tell you, there are certain, now I have not been on the sideline for a Steelers game this season, and the two that I had last year, I cannot tell you how many security guards there were, security members there were, but there are certainly teams in my mind where I can tell you how much security is there, how many people are there, how many extra sort of eyes are there on the sideline. I don't recall the Steelers being one of those teams that's on the higher end of that.
Do you expect the league to try to take more precautions for something like this in the future, or do you think they will say, you know what, it's just, you know, hopefully it's just a one-time thing. Hopefully the voiding of his guaranteed money and the two-game suspension kind of prevents anything like this from ever happening?
Well, first of all, it's so rare. It's such an anomaly as it is. It's not like this is, okay, they've got to be aware of this and all that. And I'm not speaking that I know this for sure, but I would surmise that it's on the team. It's not the league's responsibility. It's the team's responsibility. The team needs to keep its players in line. The team needs to make sure its players know the rules. The team is the one that... Yeah, that to me, Donnie, is on the team, not on the league.
Do you feel, because I mean, you might have taken it like a different way. I felt like in Mike Tomlin's presser on Tuesday, I thought he handled all of those questions pretty well, because he knows that he has to walk a tightrope here, given that there are now legal issues being brought to the forefront.
And that's exactly what you've come to expect him to do, right? He supports his player, but also says he doesn't condone certain behavior. When does he ever actually publicly go out there and say, this is unacceptable? It's not his nature. It's not who he is, right?
Yeah, I really can't think of a time there where he did that either. Like, I feel like he has always, you know, as much as we like sometimes joke about the, you know, his wording in press conferences, he is always fantastic if he has to talk around a situation that serious.
Of course, yeah. I know. There's not much I could add right there, because you're saying it exactly as it is. What it's not, I think it would have been out of character if he had gotten up there and said, this is absolutely unacceptable. This is not what we expect of our players. We are professionals. You have to always have your head in the game. You can't get goaded into things like that. That would have been the shock. That would have been surprising.
Yeah. We're going all access
so
with Aditi.
Say, oh, sorry,
no, go ahead.
I was going to say, who's to say what happens behind closed doors? I don't know. I mean, to be fair, it's Christmas week for me too, so it's not like I called anyone and said, hey, what did Mike Tomlin privately say to DK Metcalf? I don't know, but from our experience with him publicly, you wouldn't expect him to take any other stance than he did.
Aditi, let's get to the Steelers-Browns matchup itself, because during the preseason, you spend a lot of time around the Browns. You are part of their TV coverage in the preseason before you step in and do all of your games for CBS on the sidelines. Myles Garrett chasing history on Sunday. I had Ken Carman on a little bit ago, and he did not seem confident that Myles Garrett would actually get it done on Sunday. I feel differently. I think he's going to get the all-time sack record, even if, you know, the Browns could lose the game 30-0. I think Garrett's going to get the record.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't see Aaron Rodgers taking a dive the way that Brett Favre did for Michael Strahan. Do you?
I do not see that either.
Right. So, but, you know, this, here's what's interesting. If the Ravens don't win, should the Packers beat the Ravens on Saturday night, does Mike Tomlin even play Aaron Rodgers? And does he play his entire starting O-line?
I wouldn't be stunned if he sat Rodgers, because somebody did ask him about that on Tuesday, and I was even a bit surprised that he didn't give the, you know, we're focused on our own thing, you know, I'm going to play all these guys, I'm going to have them ready to go, like, you know, all of that classic coach speak. He kind of opened up the door to, hey, I might, you know, I might sit some of these guys if that game doesn't matter.
Well, exactly. And it would make more sense if that game doesn't matter. It would make more sense to sit him this week and then have him fresh leading into the playoff game. Like, give him a mini bye this week, then play him next week so there's no rust once the playoff game happens. Right? The following week.
Yeah.
As opposed to make him play this week, then sit him next week, then he has to work a little bit of rust off.
Do you also...
So, go ahead.
Do you also get the feel with Garrett at this point in the season, since the Browns season is long over, like maybe he's, you know, kind of pushing a little bit too hard for that record? Sometimes, you know, when players are very close to records, they will almost tighten up in a way that makes it way too difficult
for
them to get
Miles
it.
That's not Myles Garrett, no. If anything, I think he's just, he'll be even that more intent on chasing it, on getting it, but he's not a guy that's going to get tight while he's seeking it.
The Browns also lost what I think is one of their other best players, at least one of their best young players on Sunday. Quinshon Judkins, a pretty ugly injury for him. I mean, he was having a great season. He, to me, now that he's out, he was the scariest guy on that Browns offense.
That's easy statement. Hard to argue with that one, for sure. And that completely changes what they can or do, obviously. The only thing that's interesting about it is that these division teams know each other so well. Crazy things can happen on occasion, as you know. So, it's hard to imagine the Steelers just sitting here and completely overlooking them because, again, I mean, you saw what happened against the Bengals with Joe Flacco, right? And then a few weeks later, it was a totally different story. That's how it goes in division games. But again, I think so much is contingent on who's playing.
Right, and the Browns have won 5 of the last 6 in this series. The only win the Steelers have since that tie back in 2018, that was Big Ben's final year on Halloween in 2021. So, I mean, Mike Tomlin and those guys should know firsthand, no matter what that Browns record is, if they can play spoiler, they will do that. I mean, think about the Browns' mindset. Like, what do you think the Browns' mindset will be, at least, if the Ravens win on Saturday night and the Browns know, hey, we can spoil the Steelers' season in a way, and we can make their Week 18 game come down to a winner-take-all?
I mean, of course, yes. But again, players are motivated to win. Players know that they are putting things on film, whether it's for this team or another team. They are auditioning. This is their chance. And you can't just sit here and run out the string if you're hoping to have a career in the National Football League. And then there's the other piece of it. It's funny because it's a conversation we had last week when we were with the Bengals. if you really love what you do, you want to take advantage of every single opportunity that you have to do it. There's only so many Sundays that you get to go out there on the grass with your teammates. And for the Browns, there's no playoffs. So for these young players, it's a long time before they get to do this again. They're not going to sit here and say, oh, okay, we're just going to mail it in for four quarters. I mean, you hope not. You hope that if they're professionals, that's not what they're doing. If they care, if they're hoping to continue their careers in the National Football League, at least most players that I've talked to have said that, and I buy it. I believe it.
Aditi, only four games on the CBS slate this weekend. Correct me if I'm wrong. So you got the weekend off here. You get the holiday weekend off.
I did. It's a little jarring. So we'll have seven next week. We only have four this week. And so our crew is the, however you want to say it, lucky or unlucky. My play-by-play is in Greece. He thinks it's incredibly lucky. My analyst and I both think that we're fortunate to get this time with our families, for sure. It makes the start of the week a little less crazy, because it is definitely crazy right now since I don't have the game prep. But just like a player, there's only so many opportunities that you get to do this every year. So it's sort of sad if you don't get to get out there.
Now, did you take advantage of the week / weekend off with like the last minute shopping, since you might have limited time doing that during the season? Or how did you take advantage of it?
Well, I haven't had it yet, right? It's after.
Well, I'm saying the whole week leading up, though, too.
No, I worked last week. I was in Miami. I had the Bengals Dolphins game.
Right, but I'm saying Monday morning. I'm saying like Monday and Tuesday leading into today and the whole holiday weekend.
Mad scrambling, yes. Shopping and grocery shopping and food prep for all the hosting that I'm doing and all of those things. The only thing that makes it better is that ordinarily, for example, on a Tuesday, I have an hour-long crew meeting. I have all these things that have to get done on a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday of a regular game week. Well, now I don't have those work things that need to get done. And so it can all be devoted to the craziness of Christmas.
There we go. Aditi, thanks for hopping on this Christmas Eve. Enjoy the holiday season. And enjoy the weekend off with your family.
Thank you. And same to you, Donnie. Merry, Merry Christmas Eve to you and all our listeners. And Happy Hanukkah and Happy New Year.
There we go. Aditi Kinkabwala from the NFL on CBS, diving a little bit into the DK Metcalf situation, along with the Browns looking at the Steelers on Sunday. Myles Garrett having a chance to make a little bit of history. You can join the conversation via the fan text line at 412-928-9370. That is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A little college football minute coming up next. Then we have a debrief with intern Dom. After that, a fun 5 o'clock hour as well is ahead. A Christmas Eve edition of the PM Team.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
4:15, that's brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best golf store for all of your Christmas gifts. Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan on this Christmas Eve. Hope everybody has a safe and happy holidays out there. No Chris, no Pony. They are off for the holiday. I have intern Dom DiTommaso, behind the glass. It's time for a little college football minute. We'll mix a little bit of NFL chatter here in as well before Dom has a debrief in 15 minutes time. First off, I just feel this way every single year, and I don't know if it's because I've kind of lost the mystique of bowl games in college football. The college football playoff games, those are certainly attractive to me. I was tuned in on all of those this past weekend. Alabama coming back to win on Friday night. Miami and Texas A&M in a defensive struggle. Miami found its way to victory there. The other two kind of blowouts. I mean, certainly the Tulane Ole Miss game, a blowout, 41-10. Ole Miss getting the win there in Oxford. And then a high-scoring one in Oregon as the Ducks beat James Madison 51-34. So the quarterfinal round is set for the college football playoff. Miami will take on Ohio State on New Year's Eve. That's the Cotton Bowl 7:30 kick. The other three games all on New Year's Day. The Orange Bowl at noon between Oregon and Texas Tech. The Rose Bowl between Alabama and Indiana at 4 o'clock that day. And then the Sugar Bowl, the final quarterfinal matchup, taking place between two SEC squads, Ole Miss and Georgia, the 6-3 matchup at 8 p.m. on New Year's Day. But and Dom, you can chime in here if you have a strong take about bowl games at large. Outside of the college football playoff, though, I feel like I have less and less interest in bowl games every single season, which kind of sucks. I mean, there's a whole slew of bowl games last night that were just kind of on TV, but I mean, I'm not really interested in any of them. I mean, you had the Boca Raton Bowl yesterday afternoon, Louisville and Toledo, the New Orleans Bowl, Western Kentucky, Southern Miss, the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl, a classic in Frisco, Texas, UNLV losing to Ohio. You have all those bowl games, but it's like I got no interest in any of them. I got to start entering like a college bowl game poll at some point.
The college football bowl games. And even when Notre Dame said they weren't going to play in their bowl game that they were offered, everyone was all up in arms about it. Here's the dealio. These games don't matter. They don't mean anything. So I don't care if players don't want to play in them. And personally, I don't care about the games themselves. They mean nothing. And by the way, the sport is telling us they mean nothing because they're putting these games on at 2 p.m. in the afternoon on a Monday. Like, of course nobody's going to care. They don't mean anything. And expanding the playoff just makes them mean even less.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's because when I was a kid, I was just so much more into the bowl games at large. And, you know, I think back, I texted my dad last night about this. The place that he worked at, you know, my whole childhood in Jeanette, he would come home from work. He would have on that first day of, or not even really the first day of bowl games, but after all the bowl games were announced, there was a guy that he worked with in Jeanette that would put together a poll for everybody that works in the place. They could have their families involved. He did it for college bowl games, and he did it for March Madness. All on paper. You kept track with the pen and paper and the highlighter. I miss those days. Like, he'd come home, I'd be highlighting teams or, like, circling teams, whoever I thought would win. Like, that was so fun to me. So maybe a little bit of that mystique lost, but, I mean, it is hard to deny, like, the games don't mean anything for people anymore. Like, we haven't really had teams drop out of the – or we haven't really had a lot of players drop out of the playoff if they've been involved. But that's probably not all that far down the line. And
now, I disagree with that. I think the playoff means something just because of how big it has become.
So you don't think we'd ever lose a player to that?
No.
I'd like to think not.
I'd be shocked. I would be shocked. I think we had a couple, like, Ole Miss players who were kind of on the fence or whatever. But I would be very, very surprised if a big-time star on a playoff team said, I'm out.
Yeah, the thing that worries me is that it always just takes one. Like, we're going to see more teams do what Notre Dame did this past year, too. And, you know, I mean, yeah, it looks childish from Notre Dame when they first make the move. It's like, okay, well, this is big-time sore loser energy from you guys. Like, you don't get in. I thought they should have gotten in over a, you know, oddly enough, the two teams that people bitched and moaned about, they won in the first round because everybody thought, okay, they should get in over either Alabama or Miami. Those teams won. Now I think they're going to start to question, you know, should some of those, like, group of five teams get in because both of them got beat up in the first round. I also think that's just a future for the college football playoff to expand to 16 teams. That's going to be, like, the big example that they show to do that. I do want to flip to the NFL games that are tomorrow very briefly. Man, the schedule makers, I understand what they were doing because you think how difficult that job is. And I had Mike North on one of the evening shows, Dom, way back in May when they brought the schedule out. The dude gave me like a half hour, a great conversation, one of my favorite interviews that I've done since I've been on the air here. And he even joked, he said, you know, if you want, you can have me on later in the year. We can look at all the games that we messed up. Now, I understand what they were doing here because you look on paper going into the season, you see these Christmas Day matchups. You see Dallas and Washington. Dallas, always a massive market. Washington, a team that got to the NFC Championship game last year. Detroit and Minnesota, two playoff teams last year. Denver and Kansas City, two playoff teams from last year. Who would ever expect Kansas City to be bad? Five of these six teams are not going to make the playoffs. Four of them are already out. The Lions are hanging on by a thread. Do you even have an excitement level for these games tomorrow?
No, and I think it's a big win for the NBA because the NFL tried to, you know, little brother them and take their holiday away, and now the NFL looks horrible because you have three terrible games. I mean, Broncos-Chiefs, I guess a little bit because I think Denver's really good and really fun, but other than that, I mean, I'll be watching Christmas Vacation and Elf instead of these games.
Christmas Vacation, by the way, according to Rotten Tomatoes, like the 64th best Christmas movie. I found that out the hard way yesterday playing the name game. Coming up, it is a Donnie football debrief, but intern Dom will be running the show on the debrief. You can follow along on Twitter.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
That music means it is time for a Donnie football debrief, but I am in the host chair until 6 o'clock on this Christmas Eve edition of the PM team, no Pony or Chris. So intern Dom running the debrief. Dom, take it away.
The debrief, Wednesday, December 24, 2025. Before I get into my main topic, Donnie, I wanted to mention real quick. So I went to Oakmont Bakery yesterday. Because apparently I'm the guy that has to go during the holiday to get stuff.
You told me about this last year, I think.
Yeah. Well, this year, I was in the parking lot, and I could have sworn I saw Aaron Rodgers walking into that bakery.
Did he give you a finger gun or anything?
I was waiting for it, actually. Could have sworn it was him. And I got to be honest, it might have been him. I am not confident that it wasn't him. I think I saw Aaron Rodgers yesterday. I had a brush with fame, and it made my day, quite frankly.
I can remember times when I was in, like, high school and stuff when I would, you know, like, being out in the Greensburg area, like, not being far from where the Steelers still hold training camp at St. Vincent. Anytime, you know, you would go somewhere in the evening where players were, like, done for the day. Like, I think, like, junior year of high school maybe, I saw Willie Colon at the movie theater in Greensburg, if you remember Willie Colon.
Oh, yeah.
He's done stuff in the media now, but I mean, he was one of the, you know, he was a Steelers guard and tackle for, what, like five-plus seasons. Anytime, I also worked at the Chick-fil-A in Westmoreland Mall because I very infamously missed the Tomlin near-tripping of the late Jacoby Jones on Thanksgiving because I had to go in there for Black Friday. But there would be times where you would occasionally see guys pop in, and then everybody would get, like, real excited, like, oh, man, that's a Steeler. And they'd be like, Donnie, is that a Steeler? Because, like, they just, like, knew even back then, like, I would know if it was somebody. I wish Rodgers would have tossed you one of these.
I'm telling you, I think it was him.
Now, are you also, because I'm kind of like this, too, and it's funny considering what we do, I need to be, like, 1,000,000% sure that somebody is who they are before I, like, yell their name or, like, try to acknowledge them in public.
Yeah, if I would have yelled, like, Aaron, I would have felt like a jerk if it wasn't him. You know, although that is a compliment if, you know, I tell a guy he looks like Aaron Rodgers. He's a good-looking dude. He's an athlete. So maybe I should have. Either way, it's a win.
Yeah, it could have been Nicolas Cage, too, at the same time. All right, Dom, what do you got for me?
All right, so I mentioned this yesterday during the morning show, but I didn't really get into it, and now I get to talk to Donnie Football about it and get your thoughts. So it's a theory that I have, okay? I have a theory. Did you see who's calling the Steelers-Browns game on Sunday?
Yeah, they got the top team. They got Nance and Romo.
They got the A guys, Jim Nance, Tony Romo, which, okay, maybe you think CBS has a crap slate, so they give those guys Steelers-Browns. Well, also on CBS on Sunday, Seahawks-Panthers, two teams right there in the thick of the playoffs, which I think is a better game than Steelers-Browns. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, it's still weird to me, just as an aside. It's still weird anytime there's like two NFC teams that play on CBS. But, yeah, I would say game for game, that one has more meaning. I know the Seahawks are locked into a spot, but they still have plenty to play for.
Right.
And the Panthers are one of the best stories in football.
Correct. Better game,
yeah.
I think most people would agree. Now, who's calling Seahawks-Panthers? Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt, which means CBS gave Tony Romo a worse game than J.J. Watt. Here's my theory. CBS did it on purpose. They know 100% what they're doing. Holiday weekend, I think they purposely gave J.J. Watt a better game than Tony Romo to see what they have in J.J. and see if maybe one day he can jump Romo in the standings.
So I actually thought you were going to go another direction with this one because of what's at stake potentially between the Steelers and Browns on Sunday that doesn't really have a lot to do with the standings. I thought you were going to go with the theory that J.J. Watt didn't want to do the game because he didn't want to see Myles Garrett break his little brother's record.
Now, that's an interesting theory, Donnie. Do you think that has any legs to it?
I'll put it this way. That's where I thought you were going with it. I thought that was going to be your theory, that J.J. said, like, hey, I don't want to do that game. I don't want to have to celebrate Myles Garrett beating my brother's record. Because, I mean, I think the Steelers are going to win the game. I think Garrett's going to get the record. I think we're just going to have to settle with that. I think at some point he'll find his way through the, the Dylan Cook or, he'll find his way through the Steelers' offensive line by hook or by crook to get to Aaron Rodgers.
See, now, because I've said this about Fox this year, I think they've purposely given Greg Olsen better games than Tom Brady. And I stand by that 100%. There's been multiple instances this year where that's happened. And so I thought they were doing the same thing because everybody loves J.J. Watt. I think he's great, too. And people hate Tony Romo.
Now, I wonder too, if it has anything to do with the future of each play-by-play guy in the scenario because Nance, I know he very, like, comically, he announced his retirement from announcing, like, 10 years ahead of the fact.
Yeah.
Like, didn't he say, like, the Masters in, like, 2035 or something?
Yeah, which by the way, is, like, I love Jim Nance. That is the most douchey thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
But, so he announces, and I know he's already done with college hoops or, like, the Final Four. So I wonder there if there's any legs to, like, Ian Eagle becoming that number one guy, and maybe that's why they get the bump there.
CBS is playing chess here. They think we're all going to just skip over it and move on with our lives. No. We notice stuff, and I'm telling you, they're doing something fishy here. Now, it's great because we get Nance and Romo, future Steelers head coach Tony Romo, Jim Nance legend, so they'll call the game. But also, Donnie, this is a game that might not have any playoff implications if Baltimore loses on Saturday.
Correct.
So is it just because of the record? That has to be the only reason why they could justify giving that game that team.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a fair point. Now, I had no idea that Seattle, Carolina was even on CBS because, again, my brain, just since I was a kid, goes to, okay, that's two NFC teams. That'll be Fox, even though it's a pretty good game that they can put on there. I mean, the big game on Sunday is Philly and Buffalo, and that'll be a Fox game there.
Ooh.
So that should be Brady and Burkhardt.
That should be Brady. I'm assuming that'll be Brady.
But I mean, it's an interesting theory to come up with. I really thought you were going to go the Myles Garrett route there.
Well, that's part two. If my theory is wrong, then I think your theory is right. You know, speaking of NFL broadcasts, I know we got to get to a break here. So Bechtold and I kind of got into it earlier this week, and I'm curious your thoughts. Because I said Sunday Night Football, which for years was like the primetime game, I think has fallen to third in the primetime standings. Behind Monday Night Football with Buck and Aikman. And I think Thursday Night Football now has climbed up. They've gotten good games. Al Michaels is still a freaking legend. I think SNF is three.
So I would still put it at one, but I'll give you this. I do think the gap is closer than what it was a couple of years ago, which is good because, I mean, we had so many years in a row where it was, okay, the Sunday night game is a banger. It looks like a great game. You know it's always going to be a top-tier production. And Monday night, you know, it's kind of like a weird throwaway, you know, before like Buck and Aikman came in there to fix it up. And Thursday night, even the last couple of years, you know, like the first year or so on Prime, the games would get, they would start out hot. You know, they'd give us like Chiefs and Chargers off the bat. They'd give us Seahawks and Rams. And then those first couple of years, they kind of tampered off. But now they have really worked to build strong primetime schedules across the board. And I think that's another, you know, we brought up the NFL schedule makers and how bad the Christmas slate is. You know, that's just kind of the way the cookie crumbles. That schedule on paper back in May, that looks great. It just didn't hold up once it got late in the season and into Christmas, and those games were very difficult to flex out because flexing a game from 4 p.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday is a little bit different than moving it 3 days later and moving another game in its spot. But, yeah, I mean, I think they have really worked on making all of the primetime games bigger deals across the board. I mean, and that's just nothing but a win for us. Coming up, we will hear from the Steelers quarterback. Thank you, Dom, for the debrief. We will hear from Aaron Rodgers. He talked to the media earlier today. What does he think will happen if the game in Cleveland doesn't really matter? Does he have any thoughts on the Myles Garrett sack record and also the big looming Steelers story that has been the A1 piece all week long? DK Metcalf, the suspension upheld, 2 games. He will miss the remainder of the regular season for the interaction with the fan in Detroit. What does QB1 think of that? We hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.